100 or so demonstrators waving red flags and many wearing yellow stickers calling for a retirement at 60 gathered in Paris this weekend. They opposed the government's plan to raise the minimum retirement age 2 years to 62 and full retirement from 65 to 67. The bill has sparked protests for more than 2 weeks, including a transport strike that has disrupted rail services and airports, and a blockade on refineries, fuel depots, and ports that has left many gas stations empty. The French government says the reforms are necessary because of a large fiscal deficit. These demonstrators are collecting money for the strikers to continue. Patrice Bessac, a spokesman for the French Communist Party, says it does not matter that the Senate just passed the bill.
The law is passed, but not the movement.
Labor unions have called for a nationwide day of action on Thursday. A similar call brought more than a million people into the streets earlier this week. Students are expected to hold demonstrations as well, but it is Thursday when protesters hope to make a statement. This demonstrator would only give his first name, Jean. I think the demonstration on Thursday is going to be enormous, he says. The government has used emergency legislation to push the bill through, and President Sarkozy has been adamant he will not back down. Bessac says that is not a good strategy for the president.
Mr. Sarkozy has just one choice, to take back his law and to hear the majority of the French people who demonstrate against his law. So, Mr. Sarkozy, hear you people, hear the French people. They don't want your law, you have to take back.
The unions promise actions next Thursday and November 6th. And say they will continue to call on their workers and other French citizens to keep protesting until the president negotiates with them. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, Paris.